Welcome to The Way of Success. Pastor Banky has been teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
A person who is pleasing to God is guaranteed of success. Do not forget that the thing that guarantees success in life, we said, it is God that shows mercy. Everybody who has succeeded in life has faced challenges, and the reason why we call the man a success is that he overcame a challenge. Faith does not mean I don't realize that the army against me is great. But the real faith means that I have seen my challenges. Yet I know that no matter how big they appear, I can still overcome. The most important thing that weakens people's faith, they are the interactions that they have with the ungodly. That is, people who have no hope. They will tell you that Nigeria is one of the poorest countries in the world. Now that is not true. Now believe me, it is not true. The father that gave birth to you does not affect your chances of prosperity in any form. The course you studied in school cannot hinder you from prospering. Listen to what I am saying. If God is pleased with you, he will bless you. It is time to stop camping with failures. Start listening to men who charge up your faith, who tell you you can do it. You need your faith strengthened with God's word. Because once you have that faith, that vision that God has committed into your heart can never be frustrated. To you, nothing, absolutely nothing will be impossible. The way by which you overcome is not by shouting the blood of Jesus. It's to check what the blood of Jesus has spoken concerning you and you repeat it. What words are you supposed to speak? Words of victory. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am indeed the head and not the tail. I am a victor in this life, not a victim. Wherever I am, the blessing of God flow towards me. God has said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Listen, the right words spoken always produce the right results. The Bible says, behold, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Any man waiting for conditions to be perfect will accomplish nothing.
Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
Let me just continue what we have been discussing again about the issue of faith. We have explained again and again, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is not possible to please God without faith. But one thing I want to explain today is what I call the main hindrance to faith. Because this is the way life is. There are things that are working in your favor in life, and there are things that are working against you. Situations around you, there are factors that are designed to build up your faith. And there are factors that are designed to bring down your faith. And actually, what makes you a human being is not whether you are strong enough to build up your faith. No, it's the factors that you yield to. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, a man grows strong, not because he desires to grow strong, but because he eats the right food and does the right exercises. Are you getting what I'm saying? That he yields to the correct factors that build him in a particular direction. What am I saying? A man cannot just make up his mind to have strong faith, and as soon as he closes his eyes, he discovers that his faith has become stronger. It doesn't work like that. It is not still your mind. Close your eyes and concentrate. That is not Christianity. That is not the truth of spiritual matter. The real thing is that a man makes up his mind to yield to a particular influence. That is, if you want to become a better person, you associate with better people. You read better books. You listen to better things. That's the only way you become a better person. You don't just wake up and decide that, no, from today I'll be a better person. It doesn't work like that. It's the influences. I remember my early days, those days in university. When I was in my first year, I moved with unserious people. They were not bad people, but they were just not serious. All they did was talk. And something happened that taught me that, listen, if you want to succeed in this place, you had better change your companions. You need to move with those who think that the academics is a serious matter. So I rapidly changed my friends. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, if you move with the right people, you learn the right things. The Bible says, he that walks with the wise will become wise. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm emphasizing this too, so that you will understand that building strong faith in God, which is what yields the pleasure of God, or which is what causes God to flow towards you with favor, is not just by closing your eyes and saying, now, strong faith, come to me. No, it doesn't work like that. What happens is that you yield to the right influences. For example, There are people who tune in regularly for this broadcast so that their faith can be strengthened. That is correct. You go to a bookshop, you buy a good book that strengthens your faith. You talk to men of faith and you avoid men of unbelief. Your faith gets stronger. You understand that point? That's the way it works. Now, I said today I want to talk about an important factor that weakens faith. Seriously. And I think I should take a text for that. And that will be from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. It says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I want to explain something about the concept of sin, because it's important we understand this. Let me tell you what sin is. Sin is not a moral question. It is not how I feel about something. It is not whether I feel good or I feel bad about an issue. That's not what sin is. Sin means that this is not what God wants me to do, and I'm doing it. That's all it means. Whether I feel good, whether it is legal or illegal, is not the issue. The issue is that if God says this is not right, it is not right. Please, I need to emphasize this. Because we said that the foundation of faith is that we recognize that God is God. This earth did not come by any spontaneous mutations. It did not. This earth is not a product of chance. This earth is a product of a careful design. Now, if you are going to use anything that you bought in the market, you have to have a good manual if you are going to have the thing work properly for you. If you buy an equipment and you do not check the voltage specifications and you're unfortunate enough to have bought an equipment that was made to be used in the United States of America and you plug in directly into your socket in Nigeria, it will last for 3 minutes and it blows to pieces. Why? Because the voltage here is twice the strength of the one that they use over there. Are you getting my point? You cannot say, this is my product. I can do with it as I like. After all, I have paid for it. Yes, you might say that out to a limit, but 2 minutes after that, you will recognize the folly in that statement. I'm explaining the principle here. Now, God designed human beings with internal energy. Now, let me explain what I'm trying to say there. God designed you to be able to accomplish certain things in life. That is, if God looked and said, I want my people to be happy and merry at certain times, and I want this man to be the man to give them laughter and entertainment. What God has done by your birth is to give you the entertainer spirit, is to give you the creative ability to bring entertainment into the lives of people. Listen to me, that thing is there as an inherent quality of your soul. That's what David meant when he said in Psalm 139, that God, you have formed my inward parts. He said, I will give thanks to you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. What that means is that I've been made appropriately for such a time as this. Now, listen to what I'm saying very carefully. But Solomon now said in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, he said, lo, this only I have found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions or many devices. What was he saying there? That God created a man. God created a particular woman to be able to achieve certain things in life. He said, this man will be a good governor or a good president. He said, this man will be a good legislator. He said, this other man will be a good inventor of scientific issues. He said, this one will be a good preacher. This one will be a good teacher. And I have sent them into this nation for such a time as this. I need them to turn things around the way I want things to be. God puts inside each one of these people the inherent quality to be able to do these things. But there is one thing. Paul said it like this. He said, all men have sinned, and that has caused them to fall short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is not a cloud that you paint upon the head of Jesus in a photograph. That's not the glory of God. The glory of God is a full manifestation of the potential that God has created in each person. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That God takes glory from your life. If the thing he created you to be becomes fully manifest, and people ask you that how did these things become? You say, it is of God who made me. There is a spirit in me, and the inspiration of the Almighty gave me the understanding. That is the glory of God. Glory is not something that you only find inside church. That service was glorious. But when the people in the service come out, we see no change in their life. That's not glory. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, notice what Solomon said. He said, this also I have found, that God hath made man upright. God set men up for his own glory. He said, but they sought out many devices. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. Now, the devices they seek out, what does it do? it leaks away their inherent ability to succeed. Now listen to what I'm trying to say. It leaks away their inherent abilities to succeed. It is not that God didn't want them to succeed. But God said, this is what sin does. He said, righteousness will raise you up. Exalt means to lift up. Are you getting the point? Into the place of my glory. He said, but sin is what will bring shame upon you, which is reproach. That is their inability to enter into God's glory. Do you know there are young women who have killed their abilities to have a successful life by sexual immorality? Listen, this has nothing to do with whether you are caught or you are not. There are people that God has planned for them to be the CEOs of multi-billion dollar companies. But cheating inside the market has leaked out their glory. They can never achieve it. Listen, they cheat their friends on 1,000 naira. They cheat their customers. Say, no, this is the original one. I bought this one from Japan. The guy knows it's a refurbished nonsense that will not last in the hands of the user for 1 week. Yet he speaks and says, this is it. And the man buys it. And glory leaks out of his life. The inabilities to succeed that just entered into him. He doesn't understand. I hope you're following what I'm trying to say. That is what sin is. Sin is not a moral matter. No, that's not what it is. It is not a matter of whether the society likes it or not. Sin is the inability. That is the sin is the foundation for the inability to succeed. You know the interesting thing about Satan? The Bible says that he is very, very crafty. That is, you will tell a man, do this and you will make money quickly. Meanwhile, what he's telling you is that leak away your abilities. Let me give an example of what I mean by Satan's craftiness. God designed Joseph to be a ruler. As a young boy, he dreamt of ruling. He woke up and said, I dreamt that all the sheaves of my brothers were bound down to mine. The stars and the moon, they were bound down to me. The sun also. God, what was God saying? That I have set you up for glory, for a high place. And then he went into the house of Potiphar. And Mrs. Potiphar, which was the agent of Satan, said, lie with me. The man said, listen, my master, your husband, has put everything under my powers except you. That is, there is a boundary. I recognize my boundary. I don't cross those boundaries. The woman terrorized him. What was she trying to do? To leak away his ability to succeed. That's all. Let me tell you what. There are so many people like Joseph that we never read about. They slept with Mrs. Potiphar, so we never read about them. We don't know how they died. We don't know how they lived. We never read about them. Why? There was nothing to read about in their lives. Are you getting my point? You are listening to me? There is a Mrs. Potiphar hanging around. Listen, it is not pleasure that she's looking for. She's on assignment. The Bible says that the adulteress hunts only for precious lives. That is, the man trying to make money does not pick the lunatic on the road. You have not noticed. When they want to do human sacrifice to make money, why don't they pick the lunatics who nobody will look for? They don't bother. Why? Because Satan understands that for you to get something precious, you have to use precious life. Are you getting my point? That Mrs. Potiphar was not looking for pleasure. Mrs. Potiphar was an agent to leak away Joseph's abilities to succeed. What am I saying? God has set you up as a great man to bless your nation, as a great woman to turn things around. Satan is lurking around your campuses, trying to leak away your ability to succeed. The big man that drives a car to your hostel to pick you up on Friday night does not care about you. Let me tell you, young girls, you are cheaper than an ant in that guy's eyes. Because if he spends 5,000 naira on you on a weekend, it is less than a fraction of the amount of money he has. It's an assignment from Satan to ensure that you never succeed in life. You don't understand it. And you come back to school rejoicing. He gave me 10,000 naira. Oh, you fool. You don't realize you have sold your destiny that's actually worth billions of naira for 5,000. A friend of mine went to one eating joint in Enugu recently. And he came back to tell me a story about one young man who carried a bag. And he had two young girls he must have picked from somewhere and told them he had just come from Belgium and is ready for them. That anything they want, they should eat. And I thought, these little two stomachs, what can they eat? Yet, they're about to sell their destiny for literally a morsel of meat. A meal. Now, listen to what I'm trying to say. The success that God has planned for you is not compatible with iniquity. Not because God is angry. You have to understand that God can be dispassionate about things. He can deal with matters on the real values therein without being emotional about them. That he looks at this man and says, this man cannot succeed. It is not because I'm angry with him. He doesn't have the energy to succeed. I hope you are following my point. I wrote an article some time ago on why God killed Moses. Look, I was meditating and the Spirit of God helped me to understand why Moses had to die. Let's read your Bible very well. There are very few men from Genesis to Revelation that God honored like Moses. Read Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah was praying. God called him and said, if Moses and Samuel were to pray, you know I won't even listen on this matter. That is, I recognize that the prayers of Moses and Samuel are unique prayers. God testified that in the days of Moses, on the whole earth, there was not one man found as meek as Moses was. Angels were fighting over the body of Moses. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That this Satan wanted it. That man was a precious fellow. Yeah, he made one small mistake one day. What you and I call small. And God took him away. I wondered for a long time. And then one day God gave me understanding. That see, the time had come. This guy's energy had finished. That is, he used himself for the whole of Israel and he was worn out. For a man that meek to make a small slip, it shows a depletion on the spiritual energy level. And God said, the time has come, pull him out. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But remember, Moses was 120 years old and beyond. Many people, their spiritual energies finish at the age of 25. They can't go far in life, so they die suddenly. God is not angry. He said, you are useless to this earth. This is the principle of the vineyard. That if the owner of the vineyard comes and sees that this vine cannot produce fruit, he commands the husbandman to uproot it. Listen, the energy that God has given many young people to use to plant correct seeds and bear good fruit in future, they entered campus and used it to join cult. They won't read all night. They will be doing initiation all night. They will not settle down with their studies. They are partying all night. Listen, the doggedness with which they chase a girl, if that is used to face physics will become cheap like a story. But they don't use it. You know why? Satan, he's baiting them away from their inheritance. And then he lies to them. He said, you are a capone. You have respect. Listen to me, you are a crook, you are an armed robber, you are a thief. You are not worth anything to this earth except Jesus redeems you. Let me tell you the truth. Listen to me, you are lower than the dust of the earth except Jesus redeems you. You are a cheap crook. They may say that you are smart, a girl, you know how to get the men. You are nothing but a prostitute, a harlot. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is Satan that deceives you into thinking that you are a big chick. You know what you are? A small fry. Nothing. You are not worth anything on the earth until Jesus forgives you of your iniquities. That's what I'm trying to say. Sin is the reason why you will not succeed. I'm not saying come to my church. Have you ever heard me announce church? No. I am telling you that you will not prosper if you don't depart from iniquity. Sin is what prevents you from having faith. See, a lot of people who can never see any good around them. Let me tell you the truth. Good is present. They can't see it. That's why David had to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That is, you can have benefits, yet you can't recognize them. God said to Isaiah, go and tell these people, see, but don't perceive. Hear, but don't understand. What am I saying? That you can see something glaring, and yet you don't even understand what you are seeing. Are you following what I'm trying to say? I'm explaining one principle here. The ability to see good and have faith, all right, is a spiritual substance that God can give to a man. But it's that spiritual substance also that is leaked by sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, a man that walks in sin cannot have faith. No matter how much we talk, he cannot trust God. It's not possible. It's not whether we want him to trust God or we want him to fail. The issue is that the ability has been leaked by iniquity. If they told you that you are smart, you are sharp, you are entering school with forged results, are you getting what I'm going to say? And they say, no, you are a fast guy. Listen to me. You are on a fast lane to destruction. I like one thing Bishop Oyedepo used to say. What is the use of speed if you're on the wrong road? Being called fast is not blessing you. It's leading you to perdition. Get my point. If your tomorrow will be prosperous, I'm talking about the way of success. The Bible says, righteousness exalts you. It is working according to the righteousness of God that will cause you to succeed. You know, I have noticed something in life, even in Nigeria, all of us have seen it. Everything has a fad. You know what I mean is this. Everything has a season where it appears to be glamorous. But you notice something, nothing that's founded on iniquity ever lasts forever. I remember those days in Lagos. Cocaine boys did not let us rest. They were blowing siren everywhere. It didn't last a few years. After some, they became fugitives. They became boys who didn't have food to eat. They were boys in prison. But a few years before that, they were driving the best Lexus cars around. You know, it still happens in our society today. We call people 419. My problem with that thing is that it made it sound as if it's glorious. Let's call it the proper name. The guy is a thief. Do you get my point? Say that guy next door, don't say he's a 419 man. Say the guy is a thief. He's a crook. He's a cheat. He defrauds people. The man is dishonest. It's the proper way to describe him. You will have told him the truth about his life. Maybe he will repent. But when you call him 419, he has thought it's a glorious thing to do. But listen to me, all of them rapidly are coming to an end. They either die fast or they go back into the depths of poverty. I am not cursing you, I'm just warning you. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Righteousness, the Bible says, exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. What sin does is to leak away their abilities to prosper forever. You know, I've said something to you again and again in the past, that this is the way it works. There is a season in life called the youth season. That is when you sow the proper seed. And that determines whether you will succeed later as a middle-aged man and as an old man, or you will not. That is, you see a man, he's in his 20s, in his 30s. It is not the time, I always say this, to start actively pursuing after money. It is the time to sow the right seeds. Because this is the way it works. You will always be tested. You will always be tested with iniquity. That, and listen, it will not be a test if it's not tempting. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. That is, they will tell you, do this thing, it is wrong, but you will make money. But you know if you don't do it, you will suffer. You don't have money. Are you following the principle? That is what is called a test. A test is something that entices you. But the dedication to do what is right is what sustains you. Listen to me, for a period, you will seem to be suffering. But then you are sowing the seeds for the future. Listen, I always say this. David said one thing. He said, I have been young, now I'm old. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children beg bread. Listen, one man was telling me something recently. He gave me the name of a man somewhere, I think, in Cross River State. He said, this guy has so much money, but everybody knew the man joined the occult to make money. He said, shortly after he died, said none of his children have anything. All the properties he acquired, they instantly sold everything off. Problems upon problems came upon them. Mysterious fires burnt up the rest. That's why David said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his children beg bread. What am I saying? That is, righteousness will set the man up eventually, but not quickly. Let me add that word to it. Not quickly. It is iniquity that sets a man up quickly. Let me end with one word. I have noticed this from observing life and reading the scriptures. There is nothing that the devil, can offer any man that God had not planned to give that man. You didn't notice where I said it? I didn't say there is nothing that the devil can offer a man that God cannot give him. That's not what I said. I said there is nothing that the devil can offer any man that God had not planned to give him. There is a difference. If you see a man join the occult to become very rich, God said, I will have made him 10 times richer. How do I know? I'll give you a small story. Jesus Christ. In the wilderness, Satan came to him and said, look at all the kingdoms of the world. They have been delivered to me. He said, bow down now and worship him, and worship me, and I will give it to you. And Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. That was the end of it then, we thought. But what the Bible says in Revelation, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The Bible said that God gave him a name that is higher than any other name. That the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Satan didn't have that position to give him. He was going to offer him something smaller than God planned for him. Yes, still he sold for it. You see people in town, around our country today, they are selling their souls for the devil. For what they think is wealth. But in reality, they have been cheated. Listen, I was listening to one man of God the other day in my car. The man said one day he told Satan, you know, just talking to himself, that I know my life is precious because you won't leave me alone. That if I wasn't so valuable, why are you troubling me? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If I was not so valuable, why are you troubling me? Look, listen, I know that my life is unique. God has made me a precious gem, a sharp arrow, a select arrow, the Bible says, but currently hidden in his quiver. Even if I am hungry, I will understand that it's because I'm being tested. If NEPA takes my light and there is no, and all the roads are filled with potholes, I said, God wants to test my dedication. No matter the harassment of Satan, I know it's because I'm precious. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is because I'm precious. Have you ever seen armed robbers attacking lunatics on the road? They have nothing to offer him, so he doesn't bother. I hope what I'm saying is making sense to you. Let me conclude. We have established that God has put something precious in your heart, in your soul, as a strength, let me put that word, in your spirit. That is, if you don't allow it to leak, you will never be average. If you don't allow it to be wasted, your life will come out outstanding. That what men do, what women do with iniquity is to waste their resources. That is, their spiritual resources. It gets depleted. In the time of adversity, they cannot stand. They run. Meanwhile, what makes men is adversity. Are you getting my point? That is, where would David be if there was no Goliath? You never heard about him. Are you following the point I'm making? What brought David to limelight? That the young women began to sing, David has killed his 10,000, was because of who? Goliath. But if David had been a man of iniquity, he would have run like anybody else. Do you get my point? Fear would have gripped his soul. Why? Because his spiritual strength had been depleted by iniquity. Are you getting me? Sometimes I see young women, you know, they marry people that they would never have talked to except that the man came from America. And some people say that, can't the person see? I said, sin does not allow you to see. It blinds you. Are you getting me? Sometimes you see the things people get involved in. Say, is this guy blind? Yes, he is blind. Iniquity has blinded him. That's what sin does. And that's why I've taken it upon me today to warn you about it. Your faith will be absolutely weakened by iniquity. By walking in unrighteousness, you are shortchanging yourself. You will never prosper. Are you getting my point? But what God is saying is that there is a cleansing from your previous sins. It is available in the blood of Jesus. That's what the blood of Jesus is talking about. It is not that I now go to church, I put up my hand in altar call. That's not the issue. The issue is that I have forsaken my former life and I have told God, please wash me of the effects of my previous sin by the blood of Jesus. Renew in me the right spirit. That is, give me back the strength to withstand adversity, that I might indeed step into God's glory. Remember, glory is not a cloud. It's not a halo we paint in photographs. What is glory? That the full manifestation of God's calling upon your life is realized. That is what the Bible calls the glory of God. I hope you understand that. All right, let's give God thanks.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to www.kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or PO Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.